Around 1.6 million Muslims inhabit Italy today, making up almost 3% of the population. Despite being the country's second largest religion, Islam is not yet officially recognized by the state. One mosque only has been built on Italian soil. The vast majority of Muslims are praying in warehouses, parking lots and garages that often go under the name of Islamic centers due to the lack of official mosques in the country.
The recognition of Islam among the official religions in Italy is very important. If this does not take place in a faster way, in a more serious way, the risk is that the new generations who are born in Italy as Muslims, they will all perceive themselves as second-class citizens.
There is only one official mosque in Italy, Rome's Grand Mosque, inaugurated in 1995 and financed by Saudi Arabia. Some who affirm that Riyadh's complicity in the rise and financing of Daesh is out of question fear that some of the mosque's worshippers may be tempted to embrace radicalism or violence.
This is a potential risk in the sense that, as we have seen during the last years, some kind of preachery, especially the Wahhabism interpretation, clearly endorsed by the by Saudi Arabia and the Saud dynasty, it could be particularly troublesome.
Some Italian politicians, including former Prime Minister Massimo D'Alema, have suggested Italy's Muslim community should be able to fund its own activities and mosques with taxpayers' money. In Italy, taxpayers can choose to whom devolve a compulsory 8 per thousand from their annual income tax return. However, as Muslims observe a non-official religion, they have never been able to benefit from it. Max Civili, Press TV, Rome.